The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and he did not deny, saying, "I am not the Christ." And so they asked him, "Then what are you? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so that we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" And he said, "I am a voice of one crying in the desert, 'Make straight the ways of the Lord.'" As Isaiah the prophet said, some Pharisees were also sent to ask him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or a prophet?" And John answered, "I baptize you with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, and the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." And this happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. There is one small phrase in this Gospel which you'll find nowhere else, and that is where there's a reference to, "I am not worthy to unfasten his sandal strap." Now, that's a very small little moment here in the Gospel, but actually it has great significance. In the Hebrew tradition at the time of Jesus, the Gentile slave would unfasten the strap of the sandal and wash the feet of the master. However, the Jewish slave, the Jewish servant or slave, considered it unworthy. He wasn't required to do that. That was beneath the dignity of the Jewish slave. Beneath his dignity to unfasten the sandal strap of the master and wash his feet. That's important to keep that in mind. It's a small reference, but it's very important. Because he said, I am so low, I'm not even worthy to do what the Gentile slave is required to do. That's how small I am in the kingdom of God. It also gives us a little idea of the extraordinary action of Jesus at the Last Supper, washing the feet of his disciples, something not required of a Jewish slave. It's just a small reference, but it's got great, great statement in it. The second thing about John is, John is in the desert, but it's not desert. The Greek word is eremos. Eremos doesn't mean a desert, it means a wilderness. And in the New Testament, it appears 48 times. Remember, Jesus went into the desert to be tempted, and Jesus went alone by himself to a deserted place to pray. You'll find it many, many times in the New Testament. Actually, in Greek, it's an adjective in Greek, but it takes on a verb, the idea of a noun. It's a place. It's more than a place. It's an experience. And every one of us at some time, we need to go to the eremos. Now, that might be a quiet place in your home where there is no distraction, especially after all the activity we've had at this time of the year. Everything's going on. Everything. We're worn out. And then you're looking for a quiet space where you can reflect on the meaning of your life, perhaps questions you have in your life. Sometimes people go on a retreat for this. Other people go on a meditation walk. Some people get up very early in the morning and go for a walk where the world hasn't woken up yet, you know. But it's a quiet space. In 1975, I was involved with beginning a house of prayer for priests. Credit Cardinal Mahoney with building it, enlarging it. Now we have a very large house of prayer for priests over in the Los Feliz area, where there are three resident priests as spiritual directors. Only priests can go there. You can go there anytime, day or night, for an hour, a day, a week, however. And it's a very quiet place. There's pure silence. You can walk. You can walk amongst the beauty of the quiet place. And it's an Eremos. That's what it is. It's the Eremos. It's a quiet place. Now, you have your own quiet place. It might be a place in your home. It might be a place you go on vacation, or a place where when you're overwhelmed, you go and find. It could be a church. I love going to churches when I'm traveling. Whenever I arrive in a place, the first thing I ask is, where is the closest Catholic church? But unfortunately, many of the churches are closed during the day. That's too bad, because there are people who are looking for an Eremos, a quiet place, and they search for a church. When it's locked, it's too bad. When it's open, you come into this church during the day, it's very quiet. There's no noise, there's nothing going on. It's an Eremos, it's a quiet place. You might think about that. The need we have to find this quiet space where we can reflect on the meaning of life. What's happening? What's happening in my life? Where am I going in my life? How is God speaking to me in my life? Now, we have the House of Prayer. That's a place I go to very frequently. And special moments in my life, I go to the House of Prayer for the day. On my birthday, I go to the House of Prayer for the day. It's wonderful. It's a quiet place where you can find the presence of God and the meaning of your life. So keep that in mind. Look for a quiet place in your life, the Eremos, and allow God to speak to you. When you become stressed, all these people are running out of the desert to John the Baptist to say, what am I going to do with my life? What should I do? What do I need to do? And you won't find that in the busy space. You'll find that in a quiet space. In the Gospels, in the Greek, it's called the Eremos. It's an invitation. We pause now for a moment of prayer.